Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, we got a request here. Someone would love for you to do a few videos on naked trading strategies for binary options that would give you 3 to 5 solid trades a day. And I'm sure you get a lot of questions like this. What do you say to that?
That's funny. Okay, so first off, you know, as bad as Forex brokers have in terms of reputation, like the binary Forex brokers, it's like 10 times worse, right? Like it's,
yeah.
It's the Wild West. I mean, as bad as the Forex brokers have, you know, reputation-wise, they have this reputation in the industry. All the futures traders laugh at people who trade Forex. They think they're ridiculous. Why would you ever do that when these brokers are going to completely, you know, kill you in terms of, you know, trading against you and all that? You know, the futures traders think Forex traders are insane, right? They're idiots. Why would they ever trade Forex? And I think that it's kind of like the way Forex brokers were about 15 years ago in the industry. There was the Wild West. You never knew if you're going to be able to get your money out. I think a lot of these binary options traders are brokers are the same way. I know that like there's Nadex, NADEX, and we'll put a link in the show notes. You know, there's some reputable ones that you can use, but a lot of them are really dodgy. Okay, so that's number one. So assuming you got the broker down the right way, then that's fine. But I would, the only real strategy that would make sense to me from a naked point of view, which is the way I like to approach it, is I would go for some sort of system where you expect the market to approach, like it looks like it's accelerating towards a support and resistance level. So you would do something like that, right? Or you see that it's hit a support and resistance level and you expect it to push off of that. So those are the only, you know, so basically real basic naked support and resistance. You know, where it's sitting on that level and you let's say the market's run up and it's sitting on a resistance level, just kind of sitting there with a few candles, you know, it's probably going to break higher and keep going. So these are the sorts of strategies that would make the most sense for binary options traders. Really, that's what I would say. Other than that, I would just stay away. I don't really know why you need to trade binaries. I mean, when you can just trade regular spot Forex with a reputable broker, I don't really understand that. I think it's just like the new thing. You know, it's a shiny new toy. Let's go play with it, that sort of thing. So that's cool if that's what you want to do. But for me, it's just not worth the risk. I mean, if you've got something that works in spot Forex, why don't you just trade it as a retail spot trader and not worry about the binaries and all that? Because you can look it up on the internet. You will see people are getting ripped off everywhere with these binaries and these binary brokers, and you know it's a real crapshoot whether or not you're going to be able to get your money. Like you can have winning trades and they just refuse to pay out. You might not be able to withdraw your funds. Like all this stuff is happening right now. So I would, as we record this, I'm sure the regulators will step in. But as we record this, it's the Wild West, so it's probably not worth. To me, it's just not. It's just crazy. So yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I totally agree. All right, thanks, Walter.
Thanks.